Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Loeffler joins us when we come back right after this.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Cattle producers, with a high price of stockers, why risk poor performance once they get on wheat pasture? Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Welcome back, everyone. And Tom Loeffler joins us now from Loeffler Commodities. And Tom, well, we returned to work here on Friday morning, but we're coming off a pretty nice day on Wednesday for the cattle futures and the livestock. Livestock overall ended up higher on Wednesday. What are you looking for when things get back to business here this morning?
Well, you're right about Wednesday. We did see mostly higher trade, and we did close positive, with the best upside being in the live cattle futures. Now, there still has been virtually no cash cattle trade in our feed yards, and the winter weather has sat in cattle feeding areas and will likely have an effect on cattle movement the rest of this week. Now, we also saw choice box beef $1.02 higher on Wednesday. Select boxes up $1.19 on a total movement of 212 loads. A cattle kill estimated 110,000 head. Cash feeder index was up 32 cents. We also saw the lean hogs trade mostly higher and close negative on Wednesday's trade. And just a reminder, we will open the livestock markets at 8 o'clock this morning, but they close early at 12:15. Back on Wednesday, December cattle were 70 cents higher. Jan feeders up 30 cents. December lean hogs $1.57 higher. Would not be a bit surprised to see a higher opening this morning at 8 o'clock.
All right, we're going to take a look at the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, as we were talking about the cattle futures over on the grains, the corn and the soybeans ended nicely on Friday, but the wheat really had a challenge heading into that holiday.
Yes, Dave, we saw our wheat market that had early upside on Wednesday, but was unable to hold it the rest of the session. As you said, closed negative, but also, as you said, our soybean complex and the corn futures all closed on a positive note. News-wise, pretty quiet yet on Wednesday's trade. There really was not a lot of talk going on. There was not a lot of anything really dictating direction of the market. Now, this morning is the weekly grain export sales. Today is also your last chance to get out of long December positions, as Monday is first notice day for December futures contracts. Now, the grains will open at 8:30 this morning, where there was no overnight trade, and will close early today at 12:05. Wouldn't be surprised to see pretty much a mixed opening on our grain complex. On Wednesday's close, December KC wheat was down a quarter of a penny. December corn up a penny and three quarters. January soybeans closed 11 and a half cents higher. We saw the March cotton 134 points higher. This morning, we do have the January crude oil trading 71 cents lower. December dollar index is trading 31 cents higher. And December Dow Jones futures trading 8 points lower.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
They can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time here today. You have a great day, and we'll visit with you again, actually, this afternoon. And then, of course, look forward to it on Monday. That's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Loeffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.